I love the Lord.
Amen.
See, Brother Junior is my very life.
Yes, he is. Bless you.
Seems like it's been a long time since I've been here. I miss you. I love you. It's not an easy life for a preacher man in this world, Brother Lon, if you do your job.
It's a happy one.
Yep.
If you, I guess if you sat at home and satisfied the flesh, and there's some doing that, and it's pleasing to the flesh, Brother Johnny. But I believe that my God will let me satisfy the flesh at times, what it enjoys doing, if I will be obedient to the spiritual things that I should be doing.
Lord, help you, God. Bless you.
The natural man is not the spiritual.
No, not so.
Neither indeed can he, for what they're spiritually discerned.
Lord bless
Jesus
you.
Is Jesus, and we're people. Brother Yule, but God made man. He knows what's in him. He knows everything about him. Brother Johnny, you might fool some people, Brother Herschel, but you're not fool God. And Brother Hurley, a man knows, Brother Ronnie Little, if he's doing the job God called him to do or not. He knows that. I've never worried, Brother Ronnie Little, that if I wasn't obedient, God would let me know about that. He'll let you know in a way that you'll remember it. And I've heard some say, Brother Yule, I don't go back and do the same things that I used to do, but the book of James, somebody was talking about this morning, says this tongue is as an unruly serpent, which no man can tame. And we let it run when we shouldn't let it run. And we'll say things and we shouldn't say. Somebody said, I'll never do that no more. Before you know it, you've let that tongue fly loose and said something again.
You've done
it again.
Absolutely.
That's the way it is. I hope that God will. I'm tired, but, you know, it's all right. We went to the Left Beaver last night and had a good time. You know, we need to really take this serious. Show yourself friendly.
Yeah.
Brother Johnny, so that you'll have friends. There's something in that, Brother Hurley. So today, if we don't get out and we don't visit and we don't go, and I know times are changing, Brother Lonnie, I know that. Things are changing. Gas is $4 a gallon. But I told Brother Fred coming back, I said, well, I don't mean this in the wrong way, but it's still a bargain in a way. You can travel 35, 40 miles for $4. I'd rather pay $4 than ride that horse for 40 miles.
Yeah.
Now, it don't seem like a bargain, Brother Hurley, but you get on that horse and ride for 40 miles like our forefathers had to, and tell me that it ain't a bargain. It ain't very good. I don't like it, Brother Larry, but it's a bargain compared to getting on that mule's back and riding 40 miles. Now, is it not? It is. But today, God will provide, Brother Herschel. We're never content. We're never happy in this world. I don't know whether I'll preach or not. I really don't. I like to preach. But if God don't bless me, I can't preach. I hope that God will, for a few moments of time, come my way and bless me to preach. I love the Lord because He first loved me.
Yeah.
The Bible said, Brother Hurley, that God so loved the world.
Yeah.
What was the world?
Creation.
The very inhabitants of it.
Yes, sir.
The very people that he made. Mm-hmm. Brother Junior, we're all reproductions of Adam. If you want to say it that way, we are. And by one man's transgression, we all will sin. We all, Brother Herschel, will sin. Some said, I'll never sin. Okay. Yes, you will.
You got a rational mind.
I hope and pray that God will for a few minutes of time, but by one man's transgression, we all were included in sin.
Right.
But by one man's what obedience and death to the cross, brethren, we were what?
Made alive,
can be made alive through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
And today that I believe, Brother Junior, that every man and every woman are being called to repentance. I don't worry, Brother Herschel, that men that won't be chosen to be called, Brother, because I know they will.
Amen.
Brother Junior,
yeah.
Yes, today, brethren, I believe that every man and every woman, Brother Johnny, will be called by the higher power that me and you are at the day that was called by us the same way. I believe, Brother Herschel, that every man and every woman will know the voice of the Lord.
Yes,
I believe that every man and every woman, Brother Ronnie Little, we'll hear that voice. I know that I don't believe God is a respecter of persons. And Brother Lonnie, I don't have to worry. And Brother John, that God won't call my son. Brother Fred, I know that he will call him. Brother Junior, but I want you to know, brethren, today y'all pray just for a few minutes of time that God will bless me. I don't know why God put this on my mind, but I believe in the calling of the Lord. Brother Johnny, I believe that God, today the Bible said that God let his son come into this world. Today, yes, today, brethren, and by his death, brother. What did he do, brother? He reconciled us back in favor with God, brother. And I hope God will for a few minutes of time today, because Brother Herschel, the law could not give us life, brother. And today, verily, verily, if the law could have given life, then Christ come in vain, Brother Junior. And today, I hope and pray that God will for a few minutes of time today. Yesterday, brethren, ever long, brethren, was a type and shadow of things that were to come. Brother Ronnie, today, and I know that Jesus was the head of the law, brother, just as sure as I'm standing here. He's everly been, Brother Ronnie, today. Yesterday, Brother Junior, I hope that God will for a few minutes of time today, but God and his son, brethren, they sit in heaven, brother, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. Amen. Brother Johnny, today, yesterday, but I want you to know, brother, that the law, brethren, could not give life, brethren, and I know that circumcision, the Bible said that circumcision and uncircumcision and what, Brother Junior? It didn't give anything. It didn't bring life. The circumcision of the foreskin, Brother Junior, would not give you anything but a circumcision of what, Brother? Of the heart, Brother Junior. And today, and I hope God will for a few minutes of time, and today, come my way. Yesterday, I want you to know that one morning, Brother Lonnie, here on Interstate 64, brethren, I had a circumcision of the heart, brethren, and I knew all about it, Brother Early. I was there, Brother Lonnie, and today I was there when he come, Brother Johnny, and today I want you to know, and today, that I love the Lord, Brother Herschel, and today he's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. Yeah! yesterday, brethren, and some sweet day when life is over, Brother Herschel, he's going to come back for me. And what's he going to do, Brother Ronnie? He's going to take me home, brother, and today, or his home, brother, it's in heaven, Brother Johnny. Yesterday, Brother Early, I know that men and women have a great ideal about many things, Brother Ronnie, and today, but I want you to know, somebody said, what about the age of accountability? You don't find that in here, Brother Junior, just that way, Brother Hurley. But I want you to know the Bible said, when you come to know to do good, and today and do it not, unto you it's sin, Brother, Brother Johnny Ray, and today. Yesterday, yeah, somebody said, Brother Terry, automatically did you just one morning wake up and find yourself in sin? No, Brother Johnny, but I want you to know there was one day, Brother Hurley, that God come to me, and he told me, today, yesterday, young man, from here forth, you're going to be responsible for me, for you, from now on, Brother Ronnie, today. And somebody said, did you know that call, Brother Herschel? I knew that call, today. Oh, Brother Ronnie, I knew when he called my name, Brother Johnny. I've never heard a voice like this before when he spoke to me. Oh, my people, had Jesus come to me, and he said, today, you'll talk to me from now on. You'll be today responsible to me, and no more will you have to be responsible to mom and dad for what they say, Brother Lonnie. Oh, brother, I knew that voice, Brother Lon, because I've never heard men speak like that before. But Brother Yule, I went many years down the road today, and I transgressed his law today. Oh, Brother Junior, haven't there come a time in my life, Brother Mike, when that voice got so strong, Brother, I couldn't resist it, Brother Early, today. He kept coming back and back. Somebody said he'll only come one time. Oh, Sister John, God never did leave me, Brother. But I left him, Brother, and today I went down the road, Brother Junior, knowing what I was doing was wrong, and today, but yet God in his mercy, and today, every time I go to do something wrong, Brother Hurley, he'd say, young man, don't you do this today. And when I done it, Brother Hurley, I become responsible to God, Brother. Oh, Brother Ronnie, I suffered because of my disobedience today. But one morning, Brother John, today, on Interstate 64, Brother, I got a brand new life, Brother. I'm like Brother John, today, I was brand new, Brother John, today. Oh, there come a man in my life that I invited him in, Brother. Brother Fred, that's why I come today. I ask him to come in, Brother Junior, and I want you to know, today, did you get him the first time, Brother Yule, when you asked him to come in? No, I didn't get him the first time today, but I didn't give up my brother today. Oh, Brother Junior, I kept begging and begging. God, will you come in today and take up thy abode today? But here's what I tried to do on my turn, Brother. But early I tried to go with God on my turn today. Oh, Brother Johnny, ever when I surrendered it all into his hands, Brother, today he come in, Brother. So today, what did he do, Brother? The stronger man come in, brother, today. Brother Hurley, and here's what he done today. He spoiled that strong man's good, Brother John. And what did he do, Brother Joe? He cast him out, Brother. Where did he cast him to, Brother Junior? Right in the earth, Brother. Right here, you see. Oh, my people, he ain't never going to get back in there no more. And today, there's some that said, like this, Brother Lonnie, there's some said, I had the Lord, but I lost him. Brother Lee, you didn't have him, Brother. And today, Brother Ronnie, I want you to know, I chose the Lord, but that day that he chose me, and today, he came and took up his abode in me. And I want you to know, he ain't going to leave me today. When the time gets so rough, Brother Ronnie, when things get so dark and dreary in my life, today. Oh, Jesus is there, Brother Hurley. He comes in and calms my fears today. And Brother Herschel, there's never been a time since God saved you that God left you, Brother, today. But there's time, Brother Johnny, that we get far from God, Brother. Somebody said, I don't believe that, Brother. We do, Brother Junior. We lean to the arm of the flesh. And what happened? We grow weak, Brother, and cold. Oh, my people, some days I'm down in the valley, but some days I'm on top of the mountain. You know what? Consider not the little lilies that are down in the valley. They neither spin nor toil, Brother, but yet they belong to God, Brother. But some days, Brother Herschel, I get on top of the mountain and stay. And some days, I'm down in the valley. But you know what? He is that lily of that valley. Today, he is the bright and morning star. Today, and the day dawn and the day star. Where did it rise, Brother Junior? In your heart. I'm free from death, Brother, today. I'm free from death because why? Because I've got eternal life, today. I live no longer after the flesh, but I live what, Brother? After the Spirit, that I do mortify the deeds, what? And down in the body, we do need some mortifying, Brother Fred, today. Somebody said, I don't mortify the deeds, Brother, today. You better, Brother Junior, today. Oh, I love you all. I'm glad that God has given me you, these people, today, to preach to, Brother, today. I'm glad, Brother Herschel, today, that people have a desire to come to church. I'm glad they got a desire, Brother Darwin, to hear the word of God. What is that word, Brother? It's Jesus. It's Jesus Christ, today. Though I take the wings of a great eagle and fly to the uttermost parts of the heaven, the Lord is there. And Brother Junior, though I make my bed in hell, the Lord is there. Today, what about somebody said the Lord ain't in hell? Brother, though I make my bed in hell, Brother, where is hell, Brother? Now, you may get mad at me, but part of it's right here on earth, Brother, Brother Hurley. Right here on earth. Oh, Brother Ronnie, sometimes I left the church house and they'd say we had heaven on earth right here. Brother Junior, have you ever heard that? Today, if you can have heaven here, then Brother John, you can have part of hell here. I'm not talking about the eternal part, Brother Yule, today, but I'll tell you what, I'm talking about suffering and pain today. Right, Connie, but here's the thing about it, and when I wake in that
morning. Today, when I get up in that morning, Brother Corbett, never to die no more. Somebody said, Brother Terry, you mean you're going to live again, Brother? I told them Wednesday night, Brother Junior, shall they live again? Yeah, by the scent of water, Brother Lon, we shall live again. That water that flowed from Calvary, Brother Junior, today, give me life and the blood today. Oh, Larry, there's life in Jesus. There's life in Jesus. There ain't life in the world, Brother, because the world loves its own, Brother Johnny. But I want you to know that I love my Lord, Brother. And here's what he said, Brother Hurley. He said, if you love me, what will you do? You'll keep my commandment. But here's the problem, Brother Hurley. We let this get in the way, Brother Lonnie, and steal our blessing, Brother Johnny. Oh, but someday soon, Brother, someday soon, Brother Lonnie, I'll be free. Today, the book of Romans said I'm free from the law of sin and death. And today, Brother Hurley, I've been freed from that, Brother. And today, I'm walking in the newness of life, Brother Lon. And someday soon, Sister Ethel, I'm going to take a journey, Brother Herschel. And you know what? And you may not go with me at that time. You may go after me or before me. But I'm going to a place, Sister Joan, called paradise. And I'm going to wait and wait, Brother. Here's what God said about it, Brother Johnny. I wouldn't have you be ignorant concerning them that are asleep, Brother. But them that are asleep, God will bring with him today. Where they're sleeping at, Brother Fred, they're sleeping with Jesus. And today, he's going to bring them with him, Brother John. And today, and what's he going to do, Brother Herschel? There's going to be a reuniting, Brother. And today, of what body, Brother Lon? And today, not of the natural body, Brother, but of a spiritual body. And today, Brother Johnny, I'm going to get out of the grave today, just like my Lord did, Brother, today. They say there ain't no resurrection, Brother, then we're not going to preach Jesus. And then, Brother, there ain't no resurrection, because he said, I am the resurrection today. Brother Johnny Ray, I love you, my brother, today. But soon, Brother Johnny, I will be separated, never to see no more here on earth again. Like the song says that old Brother Roy Aker wrote, Brother Junior, soon my voice will be made silent, and cold death will steal my tongue today. And no more will you hear me tell you to beware of the many ways old Satan can deceive you while you're young. But I want you to know, Brother Herschel, yeah, Brother Johnny, he's not only deceiving the young, but he's deceiving the old as well, Brother Yule. You got children how many years old, and they still are trodden down God's mercy, Brother John. How many children you got now that's trodden down his mercy? Because I'm telling you right now, Brother Larry, oh, Brother Lon, if they can't look out in the world and see that it's drawing to a close, they're blinding themselves, Brother. They're letting sin, Brother, control him. And that I want you to know that sometime soon today, don't worry, sissy, it's better on the other side, Brother Johnny. It's better on the other side. You know, like Brother Sterling Bolin, I thought of him the other day, Brother Lon. I don't know why God took him so early. I don't know. It just his will, Brother, Brother Lonnie, that he go on home, Brother. Oh, but I want you to know that God will never leave his people without a voice, Brother Junior. There'll be somebody there today. They'll be crying out, Brother Lon, today. Oh, like old John, I'm just one crying, Brother, in the wilderness. While we living in the wilderness, Brother Junior, in this world, we are living in a wilderness, Brother Herschel. But someday, we're going to get out of that wilderness, and we're going to go home today. Oh, who is this that I see coming out of that wilderness today, leaning upon her beloved today? These are they today who come up through great tribulation, and having washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb, Brother. Who was that Lamb, Brother? It was Jesus today. Oh, thank God. And one day, Sister Esther, I washed my blind robe and made it white in the blood of the Lamb. I've got on a robe of what? A robe of righteousness, Brother. Today, I've got on a breastplate of what, Brother? Of faith. And I've got on my head today a helmet of salvation, Brother. Brother, I want you to know. And on my feet, I'm shod with the preparation of the gospel. I wear about the crown of glory. You'll get that in the morning, Brother, today. And it won't be a crown with stars today that you can see, Brother Herschel. Yeah, but it'll be a crown of glory that you can praise the Lord for how long?
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever. Yesterday, my body's growing weak. Whoa, but Brother Junior, in that morning, I'll tell you what,
we'll get
a brand new body. You know, I went over to little Izzy B's little birthday party, and there was a young man there that used to attend our church regular. Yeah, he said, Brother Terry, it's hard to get up early in the morning to go to church. I said, was it hard for Jesus to go to the cross? Was it hard for Jesus to go to the cross? Brother Fred, he dreaded it now. I don't care what they say, Brother Junior. Yeah, Lord. If he can get up and go to the cross, why can't you get up at 8 o'clock and go to church, Brother? Today, I'm telling you right now, today, you've got no excuse, people, Brother Corbin. Today, yesterday, yeah, somebody said, Brother Terry, you're just trying to make us feel bad. You better believe I am, Brother, Brother Herschel. Today, I want you to know, today, you're trying to make us feel bad. I'm telling you what, if the shoe fits, Brother, you better wear it today. Oh, and if you never get sick and tired of living the way you're living, you'll never have a desire to change. Yesterday, Brother Terry, you're not here to point out our faults. No, you know your faults. You're not here to make me that way. But I want you to know, sometime, Brother Junior, the older I get, Brother Fred, I told Brother Fred coming back while last night late, I said, the older I get, the less I want, Brother Johnny, material wise. All I want to do, Brother Junior, is preach His word, Brother, and go and do what Lord wants me to do, because He pays so well, Brother Johnny. That's all I want to do, Brother John, is to go and preach His word. And I'm telling you right now, people say, well, gas is too high, I can't go to church. Yeah, but I'll spend $25 to go shopping, Brother Junior. It's a fact, Brother. I'm telling you right now. It's a fact, Brother Larry. Yeah, Brother you. They can sit in front of the TV and watch 3 and 4 hour movie, but they can't stay at church for an hour and a half. That's a fact, Brother Herschel. I'm not being critical, but I'm being honest today. Yeah, every geek thing you say to God, is it legal, Brother Ronnie? God wants you to enjoy your life. He wants you to go fishing. I love it better than natural fishing I love to do, Brother Johnny. And God blessed me with a good spring to do that. I want you to know. And I'm going to tell you, Brother Junior, I asked for it. I don't care whether they believe it or not, Brother. But I asked for it, Brother John. Did you ask God to bless your crops, Brother John? I want you to know. Brother, you know how many times have you asked Him to bless your crops and to bless you to be able to make a living for your family? Every one of us has done that today. Oh, God lets the rain fall, Brother John. And I'm glad that He done. Brother John said he went out in his hay field the other day and hay was come up down his armpits. Who you think allowed the rain to come? God did. That's who God, that's how allowed it to come. Last year we complained, it was too dry. This year we complained, it's too wet. That's all it is, Brother Johnny. Today. See? I thought, Brother Junior, as I prayed this morning, I thought of Brother Raymond Moore. I thought of him and how they talked about moaning. How God would bless them in their moaning. And Brother, there's something to that more than what people think. There's some time, Brother Junior. I said moan and I don't say a word. And I moan and I cry. But Lonnie, do you ever sit and moan and cry?
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Sometimes I cry so hard and then a tear comes out of my eye. But Junior, that may sound crazy, but it's a fact. Sometimes I moan and I cry and I go on for our church, the Little Jewel Church. And for this church, many more churches. But I want to be honest with you. If this church don't mean more to you than any other church, then you need to be a member somewhere else.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not being mean, Sister Hester. But if your own private personal church don't mean more to you than any other church, then Brother Earl, you don't belong there. You ought to be somewhere else. Not that you don't have love each for the other, Brother John. You do. But I'll guarantee you, if you've got a water leak at your house, you'll fix it before you go with your neighbors. I promise you, you'll do that. I promise you, you'll do that. I promise you, you'll do that. And if you don't do that, you'll be flooded when you come back. It's hard. It's hard. And we're living in changing times, Brother Lonnie. We're living in changing times. And we have to change to a certain extent with it, whether people like it or not. That's not changing God.
That's right, Brother.
People change. If you study the Scriptures, Brother Junior, you'll find down through the times, they changed. They changed. I found it. I told Brother Fred on the way back, and I'm quitting. I said, there's things that I've read and found in the Scriptures 15 years ago that I misquoted. I'm ashamed of myself. I am, Brother Hurley. Brother Hurley, I'm admitting it. Maybe you all won't admit that, Brother, but I'm telling you. There's things that I've been guilty of quoting like men after men, Brother Mike. Quoting Scriptures after the way the men preached it. And it wasn't a bit more of the truth than nothing. Brother Hurley, that may be mean, but it's the truth. And they meant well, Brother Junior. They meant well. But I would study that Scripture and I'd say, Lord, that can't be right. That ain't the way I heard that preached. And it wasn't the way I heard it preached. But it was wrong. I told Brother Fred, Brother Junior last night, this would be my last words. I said, we sat there and eat, and I said, I study to show myself approved. Unto who?
God.
Do I have to impress you, Brother Hurley? Is that my job to impress you?
No.
I study to show myself approved unto God, a workman unto God, that needeth not to be ashamed. And brothers,